Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V. with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to give y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out, a podcast where the ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic. I mean, it's cool. We can control the mic, right, B?
Yeah, I can control that mic.
This is our world from our perspective. I'm your girl, Justina Valentine, and I got my baby girl, B. Simone, with me. And you know what? I think today's interview is gonna get juicy. You ready, B?
Go get them.
I just wanted to hit that Jay-Z line.
I know. I had to say, let's go get them, you know.
You already know.
What you been doing? Girl, y'all can't see us right now, but I'm over here drinking chlorophyll. You drinking coffee. I already know you.
Chlorophyll?
I already know you.
What is chlorophyll?
It's like detoxes you internally.
Nice.
It was like a huge trend on TikTok, but I actually love it. It's really good.
Yeah, I need some of that. Yeah, you know, I got my coffee. That's my one addiction. Like, you don't drink coffee?
No, it makes me... I try to, like, oh, let me get a cup of Joe in the morning. It's going to make me shit. And it really just fucks up my stomach. It makes me jittery. I really don't... It doesn't have any positive side effects. But
really?
See,
I like feeling like I'm on, like, crack cocaine. So, you know, I like that feeling of, like, I'll drink coffee throughout the day.
Oh,
and this is espresso, a cup. So... I just
a cup of espresso?
Yeah, like a full cup of espresso, and I'll drink it all throughout the day.
See, I can go to Starbucks and I get like the caramel frappe or vanilla bean mocha.
The little cute.
Coffee don't wake me up. Triple shot of espresso and take a nap.
Really?
Yes.
I gotta try the chlorophyll. I remember when you did the F-Boy detox.
Yes, the F-Boy detox a couple years ago. Detox water bottles, you know, that was detoxing the D. Uh-huh. Whatever your D is. People made it sexual, though. It was like a detox, like D/tox.
Right.
But it was like F-Boys, but also like detox, whatever your D is, depression, drugs, disaster, death. If you're going through whatever you went through in life, detox that out of your life. And it was like a positive thing too, you know?
I love that. I'm not going to lie. I thought you definitely meant the D. Yeah.
Speaking of the guys, we got a guy on the show today. I love when we have guys on the show because it's different perspectives. You know, usually we repping for the women. This is Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Don't play.
Period.
This is for the ladies. Men, okay? But we do have a guy on today. You want to introduce him, Jess?
Yes. And speaking of perspectives, he definitely always takes a strong stance. And he is one of the most talented, popular, and acclaimed castmates of Wildin' Out. He has been on for so many seasons. You may know him from She's So Ratchet, all his skits online, the dime joke. It's the one and only our Wildin' Out brother, Emmanuel Hudson. E-Man, what's good?
Yes.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, he's probably on the other
line. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you now. What's up, E?
Yes, we can hear you, E.
What's up?
They can't see me, but I'm doing like the muscle thing where you introduce the fighter.
Yeah.
Can y'all see me?
We can see you. Yeah.
Both hands on. What's up? We can see you.
Cool.
What's going on, y'all?
Nice. Chilling,
what you
chilling,
I missed
man.
You.
Hey.
I know you do. I love you.
What took y'all so long?
He blew me a kiss, y'all.
Look, we're not starting off our day lying today.
Okay. What took us so long?
What took y'all so long to get me on this show?
Probably they wanted
you were on during the season.
Oh my God! Here we go. You know, like y'all can't see her, but when somebody's lying, they kind of like squint their eyes, and then their voice get high. Like you want to. You know I wasn't on this show during no season, man.
Sorry.
I think they just probably want to save the best for last. So they're like, we just going to save the best cast member.
You know what? You know, well, that makes me feel good. You know,
yeah, we have a few more guests today, though. So.
Yeah, okay.
I have a question, E. Do you feel like in the industry, people, you are truly who you are? Who people portray you to be is who you truly are. Sometimes, even for me, that gets mixed up. Like, okay, people are like, she ratchet. That was 5 years ago. Or, fuck boy, baby girl. I'm like, that was 3 years ago. Like, you're evolving, you're growing, you want to do other stuff, you want to do this music. Do you feel like who people portray you to be on the internet you are, like, wanting to be right now? Or you feel like sometimes it's a clash?
I, to be honest with you, I try not to think about that because it's much deeper than a simple answer on the surface or whatever, because it's almost like you can't control what people think about you.
100%.
So you either just do what you want to do and just whatever comes your way with people. And or you can just sit there and just think about what they have to say about you. And it can definitely distract you and mess up a lot of things that you have going. So, I mean, like, I totally understand because yeah. People still recognize me for, like, I don't put out so much other content and just, like, that I feel is, like, better than what I did. But I'm going to always be Mr. Asking All Them Questions She Ratchet right, to, like, right, to people. Right. Because that's the thing.
That was the pivotal moment, the viral that's pivotal the thing moment.
That you got to understand what comes with, like, blowing up, quote unquote, or, like, having your debut to the industry. Like, that's what people remember you from, like, and that's what people fall in love with. So when you change the game or when you rebrand yourself and stuff like that, that's cool. But I remember these days, like, this is when I fell in love with you. I used to watch you in high school, da 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 da, and that's what they connect to.
Yeah.
They'll be fans and they'll support other stuff that you do. Always remember the very first thing you did, and it just sticks with them. So
fall in love with you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just what they hang on to.
Well, speaking of viral moments and stuff people hang on to, one of your biggest moments last season was when you finally got a bell for the dime joke. How did that make you feel? Like you won the Super Bowl? Like,
yo, the thing, but to see the thing, I'm not gonna lie, that was a huge moment for me. But the best feeling in the world was like the stuff that we do on Wildin' Out. You only get to see, like, that's why I think coming to the live shows, like the tapings, is much better because you get the in between. Like when it goes to commercial breaks, we get to, like, just be us on stage. Yeah. Like cracking up at, like, inside jokes laughing and stuff. It's just, like, hilarious stuff. But so when the bell joke, when I got the bell for the dime joke, people didn't see it, but I was getting congratulations from the opposite squad. You know what I'm saying? And it felt like a real, like, journey.
Yeah, to get there. Bell.
Even the ops, like, you know me, I'm one of the most competitive players on Wildin' Out.
Period.
But when I got that, literally, DC was on the other side, and he came up to me. He was like, "Hey, man, congratulations, man. You deserve that, bro. You deserve that. You work for it." Like, Carlos was dapping me up. I'm like, "Nah, this feels really, really good. I've been deserved it, but you know."
Yeah. DJ D-Rec, you always going in on his head. That his head is shaped like?
Earth. Plymouth Rock.
Not Earth.
That's from the Proud family. When Dr. Carver, that's three.
Give me two more.
A gusher, you know, back in the old days, and when love you eat the gusher and it blows your head up. Yeah, love like he, gushers. That's definitely the last one. I would imagine God's right hand balled up like a fist, God's fist.
Yeah. Wow,
if you're so I had quick to, on your toes.
If I had to say.
The funny thing is, like, the fans really love the rivalry between you and DJ D-Rec. Who do you think, like, who hated who first?
How did that start? Like, what? It had to be E-Man. E-Man who, hated him first.
Who hated?
You started it. I know E started it.
Who hated who first? Well, I'm not going to say, like, what? No, I hate DJ D-Rec. No, I do. I would probably say it was me because I hate being robbed, man. DJ, see, he thinks he is like, I don't think he understands what his job really is. And I don't even really like talking about him this long. Just giving him just too much promotion.
All right, the latter DJ D-Rec question. That's it.
DJ D-Rec, he's like, I don't know what it is about him, but he think he's the god of comedy and he judges the stuff on the show. And that's not right. You are a bell and buzzer pusher. That's it. They even gave him new buttons. Him new buttons to make him feel more like he's in. Yeah, like, something. He's up at headquarters like, guys, come on. All right, it's the 60th season. I'm on my way out. I need something new. Give me. So they give him a cricket button. So it's just like, not like, listen to the crowd, read the room. If I say a joke that's funny or if anyone says a joke that's funny and the crowd laughs, you don't give me no buzzer because you don't like me. That's personal.
For sure. For sure. All right, Justina, we'll be right back more after this with Iman Hudson.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. I'm here with my girl, B. Simone, and we got a very special guest in the building, Emmanuel Hudson, and we're talking about some of our favorite moments and skits of E-Man's. You know, you've been doing sketches forever, and your sketches are always so funny. You're always coming up with new material. I love the sketch you did with your brother about y'all getting ready to fight.
Oh, my God. That's like an ongoing... When I say, y'all, real quick before Emmanuel Hudson is one of the most talented, creative... Uno, shut up! I'm sorry, y'all, I have a puppy. He's squeaking the thing. Talented, creative, genius, comedic, timing. If you only know him from your ratchet in the past, and all that is phenomenal, but y'all have got to go through his Instagram. I will be on there for hours. Hours, literally trying to go back to the first video. Him and his brother have this series. E-Man's gonna tell us a little bit about them trying to meet up to fight, and they never meet up to fight, and it's just so funny. E, tell us how that started and got so big, and y'all just kept going and going and going and going with it, and it never gets old. It never gets old.
Well, about four years ago, I think. Whenever the first video came out, it was never intended to be what it is now. This was only like allowed a minute on, videos or whatever. But basically, I was just sitting there thinking, I was just like, yo, what if we did like a video where I call to get my stuff? It's not like material stuff. And he was like, you know, my little brother was like, what are you talking about? I mean, you know how like, when you're dating someone for so long, you pick up certain habits from them, the way they talk, the music and things like that. So I was like, yo, I'll call you. You're my ex-new boyfriend, and I'll call you to get my stuff. And then like he picks up the phone like, yo, ain't no boxes, ain't no PlayStation controller over here, bro. Stop calling my girl phone, bro. She don't want you no more. I'm like, bro, I'm just calling to get my stuff back. He's like, what stuff? I was like, give me me back. You know, give me me back. Shorty done stole my slang, the music that I listen to, my swag. Like, I just called to get that back, and I'll be out y'all hair. You feel me?
Wow. So
it started with that, and then like maybe like 2 years later, I was like, what if we did another version of the Give Me Me Back? And then we'll just like, I don't know, like I want to fight you or something.
Yeah.
And then that video was never supposed to, like, continue. But then when we put it out, it's like, yo, Phil, how about we tie this into the give me me back, and we'll just, like, set up a schedule to fight, but we can never meet up.
He's like, I got an interview at 4, bro. He's like, dang, you got a job interview? Like,
yeah, like.
He's like, that's good, bro. I hope you get it. But
yeah,
what you doing after that? Can we fight?
Like, yeah, we can, but I gotta take my daughter to Applebee's.
Shout out to Oh damn, you got a daughter? Oh, God bless you, a father, bro. Like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, no facts, no facts, and we didn't, I didn't expect for it to do what it do, and yes, we have more, we definitely have more episodes of that coming. It's just like, again, it's just staying like refreshing and giving the people what we want, and that's super important. A lot of people miss that, what I just said. We like to give people what we want, because it's not saying that we don't appreciate our fans' feedback and things like that, but in my career so far, in my journey, one thing that I've learned that you have to really just do what you want to do and not put out what you think people want to see.
People, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's over 7 billion people on this earth, and you don't need 7 billion or whatever your goal is financially. You just need a couple of people to support you heavy, and you're going to be straight. The problem comes in when people try to be greedy and try to like, oh, I need these people to like me. I need this ethnic group to. Oh, I'm going to do me. Y'all going to like
whoever,
it.
Whoever.
Or you going to hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, E, this is a personal question. I miss you so much. What you doing?
Is that the question?
No, the question is, tell the truth, because don't break my heart. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
And y'all are in the same city, aren't you?
Not you. You said
y'all. I love E-Man, and I flirt with him so much, and he'd be like, "Get out of my face!" I'd be like, "Do you want to be with me?"
I think y'all understand though. B, you asking that question. I don't think you understand. Like, you really do be like ruining my date. Like, life. I'm so serious.
I'd be under all his pictures. They'd be like, "Y'all be so cute together." I'd be like,
I've been in one relationship. I've talked to this. Well, I was dating this one chick, but then I actually been in a relationship with one chick, and both of them hated B. Simone.
Yeah, because he y'all know he really want me deep down. He don't want to be with you, B.
And that joint, like, I'm just like, y'all don't even, like, this is my role, dog. Like, at first,
that's my brother.
Me and B. Simone, like, we was cool, but as we got closer, like, on the set of Why Not, I just realized, like, yo, Shorty is, like, is one of the only females I know that can literally have me, like, to my, like, my stomach is hurting.
If E-Man and says you're funny, don't laugh at nobody.
When you see that chemistry, whether it's online or on Wild and Out, I can understand why some women get jealous, but I remember I was in a relationship with this one chick. I was scrolling through Instagram, and B. Simone's like, she knows her voice and her video. I was just like, it wasn't even like 15 seconds.
Like, it's on my timeline.
And B. Simone's voice popped up, and when I looked up, Shorty was just like, she's like, you know, I don't like her. Why,
girl?
I said,
don't be mad.
On a timeline,
only did it one time, girl.
If you know, if B's just like, you know, your sis, and she don't have a shot with you, what is your ideal woman,
girl? I do, Justina.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying maybe next season.
Don't say I don't have a shot.
What do you mean? Like, what's my type? No.
Okay.
No.
So, what's your idea?
Don't say, okay, no, don't move on. We need to talk about this.
Okay, so why is B. Simone?
So say your ideal woman, and I bet out of 10 of those, I get 8.
Let's go.
What do you mean? Like,
what's if you could just say what
your type is, I'm sure, bald-headed, blind, lost in the pants, three small feet.
Like, the ideal characteristics you would need to wipe somebody out. Like,
what's the qualities? I like any woman that I'm attracted to. Like, she just got to be fine. I don't care what.
Period. Rate. Okay. Next.
Okay. So B, that's one for you.
Fine. B. Simone. Go.
She has to believe in
the
Jesus
Lord
Christ.
Love
yes.
Jesus Christ, not, my Lord
not,
and Savior.
Not just God.
He's my Lord and Savior. He died for my sins.
Like,
communion every third Sunday. The blood and the crackers.
People be trying to just like get out of stuff like, oh, I believe in God. Which God?
No, for sure.
I ain't talking about that.
Who
elephant
are you praying
statue.
To, baby?
I ain't talking about that elephant statue in your living room. I need specifics.
Okay, I got those two.
Now, I got laughed at for saying this. Hopefully, I don't get laughed at on this, but I really want a woman that listens. Oh my God.
Well, B, you're 2 for 3, B.
I listen.
Okay, all right. Three for three.
Just, and I don't mean like, hey, I'm the man and did it. I mean, just like, stop coming back to me after the damage is done. Like, you know what? You did try to tell me that 3 months ago after the house burned down and after I keyed the car and crashed everything. Now,
like, but sometimes people just have to go through stuff.
But hear me loud and clear. I don't want nobody that has to go through stuff. I need you to been through whatever you done went through before you came.
You have to have went through the fire before I they need get to you.
Baby girl, I need you to be done made it. All right, I need you,
I need you at your best. Don't be coming at, I'm still working on, leave.
No, you're back. Always going to constantly still work on yourself, though. No, don't you think?
No, yeah, true, but working on yourself is like, you don't need to be there when you do it.
So you need them to be like a good percentage of the way through
you
that.
You need to be like at least 70-80% there.
Right. I need you to be 97% there.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Okay, what's the next? What's another? What's one more thing? Because I only got 2 out of 3.
Two out of four. Me.
That's.
He said, "Hot, God fearing, listens, perfect. And have been through their stuff."
I need you. This is the most important thing. I need you to know how to be alone.
Period. I'm so happy.
I need you to know. That's probably number one. I need a woman that is happy by herself. That way, when you get with me, our only job is to outdo each other when it comes to... Understand, I can't make you happy. You right. can't Period. Make me happy. You have Period. To be happy before you even meet me. Because Period. I've met women, I've had conversation with women that they don't even understand. They'll say things like, you go to the movies by yourself. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, I can't do that. The movie's just made for two people. I don't know how you do that. It's thinking like that that's just like, you know what? I can already see that you would be a headache because you don't know how to enjoy life yourself. Alone. You feel me? You need other people to make you happy, and that's not a man's job. You got to be happy on your own.
I love that.
I'm sorry, just to cut you off. Just, I had to add one more.
Mm-hmm.
I want a woman with money.
Period. Four out of four, baby. Let's go.
I understand.
Let's go.
Ladies.
Yeah, I'm showing him my titties now. Right now. Y'all can't see.
Ladies, I understand, right? I understand why y'all don't like broke men. I get it.
See?
I understand.
Want you to have a couple dollars?
I want a woman with a couple hundred of thousands of millions of dollars.
That's number one cause of divorce, financial problems. We're not even trying to do
man.
Okay,
I've dated chicks with money, and I'm talking about like paying for like who's gonna pay for the tickets? Who's gonna pay for the food? It don't even be a factor. They don't even just like they just want to have because. It's like, at this point, your money can't do nothing for me, shrimp.
Nothing.
Shrimp nothing. Money. I got that. What you want to do, like, I just want to have fun. I can take care of my own bills and things. Don't get me wrong. I need a woman that doesn't need me.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah. She's good on her own. I feel like a guy like you, E-Man, that's, like, famous and has money, like, you need a woman like that, that you know is independent and will leave you if you play around. Because if not, you're going to have too many options to play around. So if she was weak, I just feel like she wouldn't even have a chance with a guy like you.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're going to have, like, people like us or just, like, people have options. So it's not about that. Like, the only person that's not going to cheat or wander is the person that wants to be kept. You feel me? Of course, there's technicalities and things like that that we don't have to get into. For the most part, when you're happy and you understand like what that feels like cutting toxic people off is going to be like second nature. It's like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah. And
then there you go.
It's easy to move on when you're happy with yourself in your life.
You can't do that when you're broke.
When you're broke, you got to stay.
Yeah.
Like, E-Man, tell us a funny story because I know you got a funny dating story. Like, we just want to hear
what's the worst experience you had dating?
Yes.
The worst.
And don't say our date because you liked it.
Did you guys really have a date, B?
You are.
Yes, we did.
Did you kiss open mouth?
have a date and we kissed, but it was no tongue and it was not open mouth. I kissed him on his lips. It was little peck. Tell the truth. God is watching. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, E. Tell the truth.
Okay, all right, I'll tell the truth. Okay, that is the flat out truth. Like, you are insane. It's ridiculous.
Girl, we had one little peck, girl.
But E, she did have 4 out of the 6 things you say you require.
I did.
And she could learn to listen better. She could learn to listen.
That's correct. You know what? Now that I think about it, it's not going to happen. I mean, I thought about it plenty of times, but it's not going to happen.
Hey, man, look, here's the thing. Real quick before you answer your worst date. Okay. Ooh, I'm about to be 32. 33 is my Jesus year. Started his ministry. See, I know
also the year he died. So,
oh, Jesus. But what I'm saying is,
get up out of here. Leave me alone.
If I'm not married by 33, can we just have a baby?
Who? Me? No. You don't want to do this with you. Don't want to do this with me.
Your dog was like, "Be small, girl. I'm your baby for now."
He's like,
"But go ahead, you say,
your stepdaddy."
She was saying, she wants to eventually be with you and have a baby, more or less.
No, that's guys. Stop. I feel uncomfortable.
Okay. So tell us a crazy dating story. I know you got some type of bad experience.
Y'all females don't like that. That is fun. You're making me feel
uncomfortable. Yeah, we were scared. We were like, okay, so moving on. Tell us about the dating story.
I feel uncomfortable and this is really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, okay, next question. What is your relationship with the Lord?
I cannot wait to use that on your shorty. I'm not gonna lie. They're not used to that. I don't you making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, when you said that made me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, all right, so oh my God.
I had to text the producers. I was like, are we okay to ask him that? Just tell us about your worst date. Damn.
Or something funny that happened on a date, like anything, you know. Give us a funny story.
That's crazy. You guys are.
Were you ever like hitting it and it stunk and you had to leave or like, you know?
Oh, hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Plenty of times. Plenty of times.
But guys don't stop in the middle.
I don't think they do either. It's just like.
Don't act like you just.
It's like you. If I'm being honest, it's like you don't. I mean, what can you do? Because the mood is
right.
But it's like, what can you if you say something to her, she gonna get mad like it's your fault.
Well, you can't. You're not gonna say that.
Like you made it stink.
Well, it's not. You gotta be creative. It's like, you know what, baby. Did it in the pool with soap.
Let's take a shower.
You can address it like, you know what, I'm feeling sexy. Let's do it like they do it in the movies, but in the shower.
Right.
With soap.
With soap, though.
Wash first.
Oh, my God.
All right, but,
the worst date, you know what, I don't think I've actually been on a date and it was bad, but I can tell you the worst I've ever, I guess, been stood up.
Mm.
You were stood up. I would never, Ian.
Yeah, let's see how you got stood up. And were you lit already?
You would never get the chance, B.
Wait, E-Man, were you lit when you got stood up? Or was this like before?
Listen, I don't care about being famous. If they don't want you, they don't. I've been stood up while being lit, not lit.
Got you.
If a girl don't want you, I say something like I'll be like, you know what? I'll give them a reason to tell me.
A way out.
Yeah, I'll make up a reason for them to why it happened. Like, okay, you know what? She got AIDS. So
God is protecting me.
And she didn't want to give that to me, so she stood me up to save me.
Right. It was God's plan.
Like being stood up? Give me an example of what happened. She never came.
She just never pulled up, or the day of when you try to reach out to her.
No response.
It's no response. And then she'll hit you with an excuse. And it's like, come on, shorty. Like, really meet up with each other and come up with these same lies.
No, for sure.
Before you tell them. But I think the worst was when this chick told me she was going to pull up or whatever. And then, of course, she didn't. Then what makes me so mad is when you get online and you see them doing nothing when they're supposed to be doing something with you.
Oh, like you're on their story.
Like, yeah, like I pull up and I'm waiting. I'm sitting here waiting all day. And I, you know, you don't want to be too like, yo, what's up, shorty? Because it's obvious. And I get online and I see on her story, she has a glass of wine in her hand, sitting on the couch saying, I'm so bored. I wish there was something to do. What? Nah, shorty. What's your, I'm finna find your IP address.
So you like, you like good communication. That's another point for B. So now she's at five out of seven because she loves good communication and transparency as well.
Here's the thing. We don't need to go back and forth for years. And honestly, what are you doing at seven?
All right. So E-Man, fuck, marry, kill me, B. Simone, and Vina. I know you're going to kill me. So fucking marry.
So it's between me and Vina. And be real because you say it.
Okay, what is it?
Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill. So kill Justina.
Are we supposed to clean it up, B?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So do it too.
Or no, friend zone, do it too, and marry.
Friend zone, do it too, marry.
Wait, what? What is it? Who? I don't get to kill nobody?
All right, fine. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, okay. Cool. Kill Justina.
Period. Duh.
And
marry, and who you gonna do it to? Who would you marry? Walk down the aisle.
I know what he's gonna say. Go ahead.
Kill Justina. Kill Pretty V. And
and you would marry me. Be real, E. That would be so crazy,
and
y'all.
And marry B. Simone.
Let's go. But then, he probably gonna kill. He gonna kill you and get a good insurance policy on you because he know you got bread.
Facts. Shorty is loaded. That's the marry B. Simone and then kill her.
Y'all, you know what's gonna be funny? What's really gonna be funny is when y'all pull this up in 5 years and me and him are married with three kids. And you're gonna be laughing.
I'm telling you, it's Shorty is insane.
You never know. I'm saying.
It's like the Parkers. Miss Parker and Stanley Ogilvy. Oh, you know what? Because they ended up together. It ain't like that. It's definitely not like that.
They ended up together.
Consistency is key. So it's like.
She is very consistent. She does.
I'm going to text you after this because you're not going to embarrass me on national.
She makes me laugh so much. On national.
I really love E. I do. Really, and I'll be thinking about that. Like, damn, this could really be my husband. You just got to, it got to be God's timing.
Yeah.
That's God, give him a sign. Do not play with God like that.
I'm not playing. I really thought about it.
Aww.
You don't think about it?
You guys have funny kids.
No. Leave me alone. I would never think about that.
E, what's next for you other than being pursued by B. Simone to get married and have children? What's next for you?
This is such a good man.
Oh man, I want my own show, man. I want to create. Well, I have my own show. Let me not say I want. I have my own show. I want to be on a bigger platform, as far as just like, I just want people to see what I have to offer, what the Minds of EP is like. Definitely music. More music on the way. Other than that. I don't know, man. I just try to. Success is it's a journey and not a destination. So
facts.
I just want to be consistent. I want to be consistent with success. My version of what success is.
For sure. And you know what? You're always consistent with putting out like skits and content. And you know, you're one of the best castmates that have ever been on Wildin' Out. So you know, you're killing it. And you know, we love you and we're proud of everything you do. And I can't wait. Me personally, I can't wait to hear the new rap songs. And you just have a super talented family, so I love what y'all do, and I know the show for you is coming. That's destined to happen. So we can't wait to see it. And
you know, we love you, man.
And I can't wait till y'all get married because I'm definitely invited. Period. And
you say you like a girl with money.
It's gonna be a big. It's gonna be a big wedding because y'all both have bread. So the wedding's gonna be amazing.
No. You know what? I don't know how much time we have, but I'm gonna take the time to say that I am tired of these point stuff that we have to do as men. We just be wasting money. It ain't gonna be no big wedding. First of all, it ain't gonna be no wedding.
Second of all, it ain't gonna be no big wedding.
As a matter of fact, I ain't even getting no expensive ring.
Amen.
Not the ring. B, I don't want to hear it. Why am I talking to you like we... Leave me alone. It's never going to happen.
I'll text you after this because we got to talk about
that. Oh, my God.
Girl, if I had the Addy, I would. He don't never drop the pen.
I'm not going to lie
to
you.
No response.
I have protection.
I bet you won't.
Baby said, whether you do or you don't. I'm with the
Whether you do or you don't. I'm trying to be pregnant in a year, so we don't need it.
Oh, my God.
Give us a quote. Okay, Eman, give us a quote. I already know what he's going to say.
What? Let's just any quote?
Yeah, like any quote.
Any quote that how you, like, feel about me.
Oh, my God. Go to hell. That's actually a very.
I refute that in the name of Jesus.
A quote. That's crazy because I'm a rapper, so I should already have these.
Yeah, it could be one of your raps or anything.
I'll just keep it simple. Nothing to you live and you die, get money in between. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Paper chasing, and you got your you're wearing your own brand.
Oh, come, be Simone, God.
Oh, she's out your mind.
Justina. Yes, I am. I am. Unfortunately, they can't see it, but yes, I am. You know what? That's the quote I could have used. It's called Wealthy Peasants. Uh-huh. Live as a king with the heart of a peasant. That's crazy.
Wow.
That is nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And y'all make sure Nick Cannon sees whatever this is, because he can see I'm the only one that wears. They give us at the end of the season.
Actually, we
all rocking some Wildin' Out stuff, you know.
Wildin' Out records right here. I had my jacket on today.
Don't do that.
I mean, great minds think alike, babe.
Well, E, thank you so much for pulling up on us at the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. You definitely are a lady's favorite, and we know you're B. Simone's favorite. So, you know, y'all stay tuned to see how this relationship continues to grow in the future. And, you know.
I wouldn't even be surprised, too. That's the funny part.
I wouldn't either. I honestly wouldn't.
I wouldn't either because this is how it starts. It's like someone has a crush. The other person's not sure. And then just your.
Girl, he is sure. He just.
I'll let you guys in on a little secret before I get out of here. Me and B. Simone. What?
What?
Yeah, what?
I don't know what you're going to say. I'm so nervous. I do.
Oh, my God, because I don't know who this is going to affect.
I do.
What, is he asking you to marry him? You're like, I do.
No.
Okay.
Me and B. Simone, we did kiss.
Was it juicy?
Her lips are soft.
Ooh! I already told y'all we kissed. We pegged in front of a hotel.
Can you? Oh, my. And that's my time. Thank you, Emmanuel Hudson. You are love. You're definitely one of the. We got to get out of here. We love you, Emmanuel. Stay safe. Keep God first. Peace.
I love you, E.
So, E, where can we find you other than B. Simone's bed? Where can we find you online?
It's just not, that's just not going to stick. It's not going to stick.
So, what do you, let us know what you got going on. Like, what do you want to promote? Where can the people find you and see all your funny stuff?
Media-wise, at E-Man Hudson on Twitter and Instagram. TikTok, I think it's The Real it's The E-Man Hudson, T-H-E, E-Man Hudson on TikTok. Just be on the lookout. Of course, you know, for the OGs, you guys can stay going there. But for that, that's for the most part to where you can find me. What to look out for? Definitely more music. Me and my little brother, Philip Hudson, he has a song coming out called Crazy, or featuring me. I'm super excited for that, so make sure you guys check it out. And I have a little something up my sleeve for me and B. Simone, if she's interested. Can't wait. It's like a project, baby. You feel me? So it's a little
anything
baby,
E-Man is doing, all jokes aside, anything you were doing, I want to be a part of. So you know,
I really think this idea is gonna like change the game and for the new generation. So I'm really excited to present this to her.
Well, thank you for pulling up, E-Man. We appreciate you. I can't wait to see how you and B's relationship unfolds. Y'all make sure you go follow him.
Check out his sketches. Thank you,
E, for coming. I love you, baby. I'll see you tonight. Text me what you want for dinner.
And we'll be back, y'all, with more Women of Wildin' Out.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emmanuel Hudson, a.k.a. my baby daddy, a.k.a. my husband, a.k.a. fine self. Oh, I love him, y'all. Y'all need to comment. Go to my Instagram. Go to Justina's Instagram. Go to Eman's Instagram. And really make a good couple. And if you think I have all the qualities that he needs in his dream woman, because I do.
I think y'all will make a great couple, and B, you are the manifestation queen, and I feel like anyone else you've ever pursued, like, you always
get in contact with them,
and being that you guys already have this pre-existing relationship, I think is, like, only but a matter of time.
That's how it is. You're supposed to be friends first. That's what the old people say, like, how do you make it work all these years? Y'all been married for 50 years. You gotta be friends first. Friends for too long. I'm ready to get them draws, okay?
Right, and all the qualities he's talking about, honestly, you have the majority of them.
Seriously.
You know? And even, like, the working through and working on yourself, like, you are at a good place within that, you know? Like you said, it's always a constant.
You should always be evolving. So, ladies, don't let that scare you. Even, you know, you do have to work on yourself, but you have to do the self-work. I encourage women to do that. Do the self-work. Y'all should be doing something every single day. Self-growth and evolution. Something. Whether it's journaling, going on a walk, clearing your mind, doing stuff that makes you happy. Whatever that looks like. But you have to do something every single day for self-growth.
Right. And I think once we're done with this podcast, you should text them. Like, the vibes are in the air.
I'm going to text him now. Right now. Yeah. I'm like, what you doing? Ooh, and I'm going to tell y'all what he's saying. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Text him. But definitely shout out to E-Man, because he is super talented. He's one of those castmates that, like, reinvent himself every single season. He comes with, like, a new shtick, whether it was, like, the season he did E-Man, Man, Man, and, like, he wore that cape all season, you know, or whether it was the season he came with the dime joke. And once he has a joke, he gonna stick beside it. Whether he gets a buzzer every time, he's stuck beside that joke. And, I got a joke. Original, like, he always has something new every season. And, you know, he's just such a super talent. So it's always great to see him in action. And I really can't wait for y'all to have kids. I think they're just going to be super
talented.
They're
going to be so cute.
So cute.
You got clear skin.
So cute.
Okay, so this is what I said, y'all. I said, E, I love you for real. Let's try to date. What do you think?
Wait, what did you say? Let's try to what?
Let's try to date. What do you think?
Okay.
And we go, I'll tell y'all what he's saying in a minute.
You should hit him with the, like, circle yes or no, because you know how that's, like, what he always does. Like, pull a him on him.
Man, he probably not going to respond. He
Yeah, I think by tomorrow.
There's, you gotta give him a day to think about it.
It's crazy though. You guys are in the same city, so we're rooting for you.
I know. I never see. I don't be doing nothing. I just be here waiting on him to call.
But it seems like you guys, you both really enjoy like transparency and keeping it real and
yeah,
like yeah, just like you know, shooting from the hip, like not keeping anything inside. So I think y'all have a lot more in common with your relationship goals than he wants to admit.
And he wants to admit. We'll see what happens with that, you guys. But as for now, until E-Man pulls up on me, I'm single. So don't forget, I say it every podcast. My DMs are open at the B Simone on Instagram. Oh, 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 he just said.
What'd he say?
Hold on, y'all. I'm not telling y'all what he said. He said, I'm about to manifest a restraining order. All right, y'all.
That's hilarious. On that note, y'all, we are out of here. Thank you for rocking with us on the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. And don't worry, B. I mean, he's just playing hard to get.
He's playing hard to get, girl. What should I say? What should I text back?
I should just, you should text back. So he's manifesting a restraining order. You should be like, well, I'm manifesting a date for tonight.
Oh, that's good.
And my quote for the day, just, you know, goes with the vibe, is if he's not responding to what you're doing, keep on pursuing.
If he ain't responding to what you're doing, it's been 3 years, y'all, he been ignoring me. But it's okay. That fifth year, he might fall in love.
And that's a fact.
I'm going to text him back. Bye, y'all. Wish me luck.
Love you, boo. All right, we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Women of Wild Now podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.